Welcome to today's episode. Apologies again for the no intro music. I just haven't gotten around to do it. And also, I want to make sure that... because you have to plan what you're going to say in the intro, right? And since I've gone through this kind of change or a bit of a shift in the direction that I'm heading, I need to make sure that how I introduce my podcast is right. And I don't want to just do it just for the sake of doing it and say something shit that I'm going to want to change in a little while anyway. So I am going to do that when the right words come to me. And that's a bit of a tangent and not really what I wanted to talk about right now. But we're talking about it. All right, before we actually get into today's episode, I'm going to give you a bit of an update on what's going on. I did Reiki training a few days ago, so a Reiki certification, and I am now a certified level one Reiki practitioner, which is really, really freaking cool. I did Reiki for the first time at the beginning of this year when I was going through this like really, really weird period. It was when I had moved from Canada back to Australia and I just kind of was feeling off. Like it actually got pretty bad personally. Like I was just feeling so shit and off, and I just knew that it was just like, it was this weird energy and I felt like I was being torn apart like from the middle, and it was like stretching me in the middle and I was just like separating and I couldn't figure out what it was. And I all of a sudden I was just like, I think I'm gonna go and do a Reiki session. I didn't really even know what it was about. I got there, immediately started crying, the poor lady. But as soon as it was done, it was really awesome. Like, I didn't know. She asked me, I got there and she asked me if I had any questions about it. And I was like, no, I don't have any questions. Just do whatever you need to do. And so I didn't really even know what it was or what it looked like. I didn't even know what happened. And, that was just kind of what popped into my head. And then I got home and like that afternoon, so many things changed for me. Like I managed to book a $300 flight from Sydney to Toronto, like $300 for an international flight. I ended up finding someone to take my room, like take over my lease. I got out of my lease, which was super weird. And I had paid a bunch of money in advance because I was self-employed. So I had to pay a bit of money in advance. And they were like, okay, we'll give you the money of the unused rent back. So it was crazy. After I did it, I just had experienced such a shift in my energy and all of these things started falling into place. Like these things that I had been manifesting for a while started to all come through and I was just like, this shit is cool. So I don't even know what it was. All of a sudden on Friday, I was like, I think I want to do a Reiki certification. And I looked it up and there was one happening the next day. So I emailed the lady and she's like, absolutely, you can join. And then I went and I did it. And it was really cool. I didn't know what the process was going to look like for being certified. Like I didn't do any research on what certification, like what it actually entailed, what you had to go through. I just did it. I figured I'd show up and then they'd tell me on the day what I needed to do. And they did. It was really cool. There are different levels to the certification. And so there's a level one and level two. Level two, you can do distance Reiki, and then there's some symbols that you can implement to make the session faster, to speed the energy transfer up. I don't really know exactly what it is in the level two because I didn't really ask too many questions. But so basically when you get certified to be a Reiki practitioner, you go through an attunement process. So you become attuned to the Reiki energy and it's universal energy, but in order to kind of become attuned to the Reiki energy, a Reiki master has to do it for you, which was what happens on the day. And then you learn about the chakras and how to do a session and all that kind of good stuff. So it was really, really cool. So I'm really excited to start implementing that in my own life and do self-Reiki, because you can do Reiki on yourself, maybe Reiki on pets, maybe Reiki on friends, and also into my coaching practice. So when I get certified at level 2, I'll be able to do distance Reiki. So you'll learn how to do that and what all that means, etc. So that'll be really cool to be able to provide that for my clients as well, which is super exciting. Anyway, so that was my little Reiki thing I wanted to update you on. The second super exciting thing is that my group coaching program, which is called Create and Grow Collective, is starting on October 22 of 2018. If you're listening to this in 2019, I mean, it's probably happening maybe again, but at a different date. But anyway, that is about a month from now we start. And seriously, I am so, so fucking excited. This is going to be so powerful and so transformational. So it's a 6-week group coaching program. And I have taken all the most important pieces of my one-to-one coaching program, which usually goes for about 12 weeks is usually how long I'm with a client for. But I took out the most important key aspects, and I have put them into a group coaching program. This group coaching program goes for 6 weeks. It's going to be, so the way it works is there will be digital content, and then you will do that content each week. There's going to be new digital content. And at the end of that week, once you've done all the work, we have a group coaching session. So it's going to be via Zoom, where we all get together and I can give you a bit more information. You can ask me questions. We can all work together. There's going to be a Facebook group, some Slack Messenger, so you have access to me as well. It's going to be so, so, so exciting. I have really, really enjoyed putting this together. We're going to use stuff like NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming. We're going to use some Reiki stuff because I'll be able to do distance Reiki by then too. And what else? Hypnotherapy, EFT, which is emotional freedom technique, which is tapping. So if you haven't heard of that, it is really cool. Another energy balancing methodology technique. What else are we going to be? We're going to be doing so much cool stuff, and I'm going to teach you the things that you need to know so that you can continue using them into the future. So it's not just going to be a coaching program where I'm like, here's this thing and you do that now and then you don't do it ever again. Like, the stuff that I'm going to teach you each week is broken down into a specific area. And so each week you learn things, tools, and techniques that you can implement that you can keep using. So stuff that's going to help you get through like so much stuff of life. Like, you, it's not just something that you just use for that time and then it's over. You keep using this, you keep implementing it, you grow and you learn and you do more, and it's going to be so, so cool. So spaces are limited. I didn't want to open this up to a huge, huge group, just because I feel like a smaller group is going to be better for this type of thing. So I've already had some people chat with me about it. If this is something that you think you might be interested in, but you're not quite sure, well, you can head to my website. I'll put the link in the show notes there so you can go to my website. And it'll take you straight to the page that explains everything. But if you feel like you need some more information or you just want to chat about it, then you can book a 15-minute call with me for free to just have a quick chat about it. And then we can talk about if it is right for you. If you have any questions, whatever you need to know, we can talk about it. I will help you. I will guide you. It's going to be really, really great. I can already feel the energy that I am bringing towards this. It's just so, so awesome. And you can't tell, but I'm really, really fucking excited. Like, you can't see the smile on my face right now, but I am smiling. I'm so excited. Like, thinking about this keeps me awake at night about all the stuff that we're going to do and all the stuff that I am putting into it and how I'm just so excited to share it all with you. Anyway, that's it. So definitely you can send me a message on Instagram, you can book a call with me. If you head to my website, there'll be a pop-up there that you can send me a message straight to my Facebook page. So if you have any questions about it, definitely let me know. I am more than happy to answer it. And you can find all of the information on the website. All right, so I just have my tea. I'm going to have a quick sip. I'm not sure if it's like I get a sore throat when I podcast because I yell a lot. Like I yell when I talk naturally, but I feel like I always get such a sore throat like 10 minutes into talking on my podcast. Anyway, this week's episode is something that has been something for me in the past and is something for so many people. As you can tell by the title, this one is reasons why you're not getting the results you say you want. Now, so many people say they want things and then wonder why they're not getting the results. And there are a few reasons for this, and I'm going to go through a couple. This list here is not exhaustive. There can be more, but these are the main reasons that I see from people that I talk to, my friends, my clients, whatever, even myself and my experience going in the past. These are some of the reasons that I realized that I wasn't getting the results that I wanted. And it's not until you kind of go through these things and figure out, all right, well, I say I want these things, but I'm not getting the results. Why aren't I getting them? Like, unless you question it and try and figure out why you're not getting the results, like, you're going to stay in the same place of not getting results. Like, you can't expect to get a different result by doing exactly the same thing. So this is where self-awareness and spirituality and mindset work and all that stuff kind of comes into play to figure out exactly what it is that you need to be doing. Someone is blowing a whistle. It's so weird. I keep hearing someone blow a whistle and it's really distracting me. I can't tell if it's like me being weird or what. But anyway, I can hear this really weird whistle. Hopefully you can't hear it too. Anyway, let's get into the podcast. So the first reason why that might be one of the reasons why you're not getting what you say you want is because you don't actually want it. I have been guilty of this myself, and it took me a really long time to snap out of it. But there are a few things that this one could mean. The first thing is it could be because you're doing it because someone told you to do it, like maybe your family or your teacher or something. Like, someone said you should do this, or you have to do this, or this is what you're destined to do. And if you're trying to do something that way, like something that someone has told you to do and you're not getting in the results, like, you can clearly see why that would make sense, right? Why you wouldn't be getting the results. And you need to really ask yourself, why am I doing this? Am I doing this because someone else wants me to? Am I doing this because someone else has told me? Is this really what I want to do? Is this how I see my life playing out? Right? I can still hear that whistle. What the heck? I'm sorry. It's really distracting me. Another thing, and this is what I'm guilty of, is you saw someone else doing it and then assumed that would make you happy too. So this happened for me when I was doing bodybuilding competitions. So I've been working out for, I don't know, a really long time, like 7 years I've been going to the gym, like, and bodybuilding, not just running on the treadmill, but like lifting weights, lifting heavy weights, as heavy as I can, like really pushing myself, building muscle. And then I kind of got stuck in this Instagram world of people who were competing in bodybuilding competitions, and it all looked so good and they were having such a good time and they loved it and they were pushing themselves really, really hard, and then they were successful at the end and they just looked so happy. And it was like giving them purpose and meaning and direction. And so I thought, oh, well, if I do that thing too, then I will also have purpose and direction and meaning. And did this stuff. So I was working out for a couple of years before I even started bodybuilding. I was working out for probably 5 years before I even started doing competitions. But as soon as I saw that these people were doing that, then I started doing the competitions as well. I felt like it was going to give me some purpose and direction too. But I realized, and it wasn't until after I'd done the competitions, I realized that I actually didn't even want to do it. I did it and I thought it was going to make me happy, and I thought I was going to feel good. So that those were the results that I was trying to get. I was trying to have direction and purpose and kind of like have set up a future of like, okay, so this is who I am now. This is my identity. This is what I'm going to be doing. And really, I thought that that was it for me. And then I realized, like, after I'd done a bunch of competitions, that I actually didn't want to do it. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with doing it, but it just wasn't what I wanted to do, right? So I had seen other people doing it, and I thought that I would get the same results as them, the happiness, the success, the direction, and I didn't. I didn't get it. Even though I was saying that that was what I wanted, and I wanted to get the happiness, I went about it the wrong way. I just did it because someone else was doing it. They looked like they were having a good time doing it, and so I thought it would be the same outcome for me, but it wasn't. Another reason kind of connected to this why you don't actually want it is possibly because you're not emotionally connected to the outcome. And this kind of combines all of the things. Like, if you're not emotionally connected to the outcome, if you don't really care what happens, you say you want something, but you're not emotionally connected to that outcome, you don't particularly care if it happens or not, then you're not going to get the results. So it's like going to be running around in circles. You say you want something, you don't really want it, you're not going to get those results. And you can see how that would kind of be a waste of time, right? Saying you want something that you actually don't want. You're wasting your time. You're wasting the time of other people that are involved. And you're losing time that you could be actually spending on something that you want to be doing. Spending on like finding what it is that you want to be doing. Like, some people maybe do these things. They get stuck in this trap of doing something that they don't really want to do because someone else has told them what to do, because they don't actually know what they want to do. So then they follow the path of someone else. They follow the path that someone else has told them to do, but like, that's not going to bring you the outcomes that you think it's going to bring you. If you're doing these things because you think it's going to make you happy and successful, if you don't want it, it's not going to get you there. You're not going to feel happy and successful when you achieve it. And there may be times in your life where you can relate to that. And like I did with my story about bodybuilding, there may be times where you can say, oh, actually, yes, I've experienced that before. I did something that I didn't want to do. I achieved the thing and I didn't actually like get, I didn't feel successful. I didn't feel happy. I didn't feel fulfilled, right? So you can see how when you don't actually want something, it's never going to feel the way you want to feel when you actually achieve the thing. So this one's not necessarily about like, you can not want something and get the result of achieving the thing. So you can say you want to be an accountant, and then, but you don't really want to be an accountant, but you go through university and you do all the things and you get a job and you actually become an accountant. But then after that, you don't even want that. That's not what you want. You follow the path that someone else told you to, and you don't feel successful. You don't feel happy. So that's the difference between the two outcomes there. Like, you can achieve that thing, but if in achieving that you want to feel happy and successful, then if it's not what you want to do, you're not going to feel that way. That sounds kind of confusing, but I think you get my point. I think a lot of my explanations can be confusing sometimes, but one of the reasons why you're not getting the results that you say you want could be because you don't actually want it. So question yourself, is it something that you want? Are you only doing it because someone else told you to do it? You don't have to do something just because someone else thinks you should do it. You're allowed to do whatever you want to do. Just because your parents told you to do something, just because your boyfriend or girlfriend told you to do something, that doesn't mean you have to do it if you don't want to do it. Just to make someone else happy or to make someone else think of you a certain way, that's, you don't have to do that. Okay, the next reason why you're not getting the results you say you want, or what might be the reason. I really haven't worded that well. But anyway, the next reason why you're not getting the results you say you want could be because you're not taking the right action. And this one, not taking action, is usually driven by fear. So often when we're not doing something that we know we need to do, or even that we want to do, or the right kinds of things, it's because usually there's an underlying fear. And that could be fear of failure, it could be fear of success, it could be fear of rejection. But a lot of the time we try to fail in advance, so that, because a lot of people feel like subconsciously that failing because you didn't try is better or easier than failing from and actually trying, right? So failing because you didn't try, well, then you've got an excuse. I didn't try. I failed. I didn't try. I get it. But failing and after you've actually tried is kind of a blow to the ego. And I use the word fail very, very lightly. I don't like to use that word. I think I've said that a bunch of times before, but I'm just going to use it for the purpose of this explanation here. But you see what I mean? Like, it's so much, it can feel like it's so much easier to not achieve something because you didn't try than to actually try and not achieve the thing. So a lot of the time people will subconsciously not do the things that they need to do to get them to where they need to be, or get them on the path that they're headed in or that they want to go in. And this usually will look like spending your time procrastinating and like wasting time on the little things. I know I'm guilty of this sometimes, and spending time like sending an email or typing something up or changing some colors on my website or trying to change the lighting on a photo in Lightroom or something for my Instagram or something like that, when I actually need to be doing the hard stuff, like reaching out to people for interviews and creating the things that I need to create, and like selling and sales and that kind of stuff. Like, that kind of stuff can feel scary. And so we can often waste time doing other things, like procrastinating and trying to be a perfectionist and just trying to get everything right. And that's not the right action. So that is 100% going to stop you from getting the results you say you want, because it's usually those scary, doing those scary things that are going to produce the results. Like, if you want to have a business, you have to sell. There's no way around that. That is the nature of business. But if you're not doing the selling because you're too scared to sell because of potential success or judgment or failure, you're not going to get the results that selling brings, right? So that's what I mean by you're not taking the right action. You can be doing stuff and you can be typing little things and sending little emails and spending 20 minutes on YouTube and Instagram here and there, but that's not the right action. You're wasting your time on the things that don't actually need that amount of time. So a tip that I have for you here, and sometimes a tip that I need to take my own medicine, is to do the things that you don't particularly enjoy doing, the things that might feel like a bit harder to do, like the selling, like the reaching out to people, like that kind of stuff, do that earlier in the day. Personally, I find that when I procrastinate on that stuff and I push it off and say I'll do that last, I usually don't do it. I just move the task along in Asana from one day to the next, and I say, okay, I will do that tomorrow. And the same things happen every day. I'll push it back. I'll say I'll do it later in the afternoon. I'll make excuses on why it's better to do it later in the day. And then the evening rolls around, it's 7 o'clock, I'm hungry, what do you know, it's dinner time, I'll just move that task along in Asana again. So I have learned and am learning to do those tougher projects and like the things that don't currently feel super easy and like great, I guess. I don't really know how else to word those things, but that kind of stuff that I'm learning to accept a bit more, do that earlier in the day. Even podcasting for me, because it's kind of a bigger task energy wise, and I want to always make sure that I'm putting the right energy into it. So if I don't feel like doing it earlier in the morning, I'll push it off. But like in the past, that has not gotten me anywhere, and it's only made me procrastinate even more and more and more. So make sure that you're taking the right action. Another reason why you might not be getting the results you say you want is because you're not actually clear on what it is that you want. If you have really vague goals, or you haven't even set goals or intentions, like, how do you even know what the results are that you want? And like setting general goals, like, I want to travel more. I want to travel next month. I will do something next month. Like, these goals are way, way too vague. Way too vague for you to be able to even measure any results. Like, how do you measure those results? If you're not clear on what you want and what it is that you're setting out to achieve, you have nothing to measure. And so then how will you know when you have achieved that goal? A question that comes up a lot in NLP is, how will you know when you've achieved the goal? What will you see, feel, and hear when you achieve that goal? And if you don't even know what the end point of that goal is, then you don't know those things. So you have nothing to move towards. You have nothing. You're not setting yourself up there. You can't figure out any of the steps that you need to figure out to actually get there. So the way around this one is obviously to create clear goals. And maybe you're holding yourself back because you're scared to create goals in case that you don't achieve them. But that's too bad, because the alternative is to stay exactly where you are and keep doing exactly the same thing that you're currently doing. And if you don't want to do that, you have to create some goals. So, and I assume by the fact that you're listening to this podcast is because you actually want to do something different and you want to create change and take responsibility. So this is what you're going to do. You are going to give yourself permission to set goals. And I don't want you to set realistic goals. I actually want you to set goals that your brain goes, holy shit, I can't do this. If your brain says, yeah, that's easy, I can do that, that's not a big enough goal. I want you to set a goal that scares the pants off you. And then what you're going to do is you're going to set a date. You're going to figure out when you need to achieve that goal by, when you want to achieve that goal by. Because, and not next month, be specific. So your goals need to be specific. If you want to travel more, where do you want to travel to? What country? Where are you going to stay? What city? What hotel? Be as specific as you can be with this. And you also need to be specific with the date. Now, I know this kind of goes against what people say to do in manifestation and law of attraction. Don't set a date so that you know the universe can bring you it whenever, and that's all well and good. And I, you know, there are times when I agree with that, but in this case, I don't. And you can also write when you're setting the date on or before, so that the universe knows that you're like open to receiving these kinds of things earlier. So if you want to quit your job, instead of saying, I will quit my job on this date, you can say, I will quit my job on or before this date. So that you're still leaving it open to the universe to surprise you and bring it to you earlier. And I know a manifestation, people like, don't worry about the how, don't forget the how, blah, blah, how. But, you know, sometimes you need to figure out the steps to get there. So you can't just like write a goal down and be like, universe, figure out all the steps and bring them to me. Like, you have to do something. So this is where this comes in. Be specific with your goals. You don't have to, if you don't want to create a goal because you're concerned that the goals are too big and people will judge you, don't share them with people. You don't have to share them with someone. Create them for yourself at least. At least do this for yourself. So create the goals, be specific, set a date, and then work backwards from that date. Figure out what you need to do each couple months. So if your goal is a 12-month goal, what do you need to be doing in 12 months to have achieved that goal? What does that actually look like? What will you see, hear, and feel when you have achieved that goal? And then work back. Okay, in 9 months, what do you need to have achieved? What do you need to be doing in 9 months to make it to that 12-month goal? Then go back again, 6 months. What do you need to be doing in 6 months, have achieved in 6 months to make it to the 9-month goal? Work back then, 3 months, and then go from 3 months to 1 month to 3 weeks, 2 weeks, 1 week. Chunk backwards. And then from there, you'll have much easier steps that you can look at and figure out and see what you need to do, rather than saying where I am now and where I am in 12 months is this huge gap. Like, that's really, really overwhelming. But if you can chunk back and figure out what steps you need to do right now, then you can start to move forward. So this kind of went on a bit of a tangent on this, but it relates. So you're not clear on what it is that you really want. So the point here is to figure out what it is that you want. And going back to our first point is make sure it's something that you actually want. Get clear on what it is that you really want for you. Something that when you're 90 years old and you're sitting in a rocking chair, you're going to look back and think to yourself, yes, this is what I wanted. I did this for me. This made me happy. So get clear on what you want. The next one is that you don't believe you can do it or that you deserve it. So I see this one a lot with friends and clients and whatever. It's people who say they want to achieve something. They want to get a new job. They want to create this thing. They want to start a business. But then they're not getting those results. They're not actually getting the job. They're not even trying. And the thing here is that so many people, there's a few reasons why, but so many people think that, well, don't believe that they can do something subconsciously or that they deserve it subconsciously. So these kinds of things are usually deep in our subconscious. It's not something that, unless you're like really, really into mindset work and you can go deep and think, oh, okay, I see where this limiting belief is coming from. Or I can see why I'm not actually going after what it is that I want. I'm procrastinating, blah, 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 all these things. It's because they don't believe that they can do it, or they don't believe that they deserve it. And this, like I said, this is all subconscious. But if you don't believe that you can do something that you say you actually want to do, then you're not going to do it. You won't actually take the action towards doing it. You will, I've done this before. I see so many people doing it, so it's likely that you might have a time that you can relate to this, but this is a huge one. And in this case, the solution is to find the limiting belief and then replace it. So many people are working on unconscious limiting beliefs that they don't even realize they have. And this is something that I do with my clients, some NLP techniques that I use with my clients to help find the limiting beliefs and then replace them with new empowering beliefs. It's too much to go in this podcast, and also it's kind of a personal thing. It's like situation dependent, so it's not something that I can go through, a process that we can go through right here in this podcast. Maybe one day I'll figure out a way to help you with that. But yeah, if you don't believe that you can do it or that you deserve it, you won't do it. And this takes, finding this one out really takes a level of self-awareness and questioning to really figure out what it is. Something that I do like doing, and I've talked about this in a previous podcast, is what I call a creative imagining. So what I do is I imagine myself having achieved that goal, having achieved that thing. Like I put myself in that situation where I have achieved the thing, done the thing that I say that I want to do or whatever it is. And I just kind of like really put myself in that situation and pay attention to what's happening around me. Like you really have to use your imagination here. Put yourself in that place. Think about how you're feeling, what you're hearing, what you're seeing, all of your surroundings. Pay attention to all of your surroundings and then see what comes up. And for some people, maybe like, for example, if you are trying to get a new job, but you're not actually doing the things to get a new job, you can do this. And maybe what would come up for you is that you would find out if you got a new job, you're not sure that you would actually be able to do it. You don't believe in yourself enough to actually be able to do the job well. Or it could be that maybe you're afraid that your relationship with your partner might suffer because you're in a new job and things might have to change with your relationship. Maybe you're in a relationship and you're used to spending a lot of time with your partner, so you feel like if you got a new job, that balance there of the amount of time you spend with your partner could be disrupted and you subconsciously don't want to do that. So there are so many things that could come up here, and in this kind of thing, like imagining yourself achieving the thing and then figuring out why you're not actually doing it. So maybe you just don't believe that you can do it. Maybe you have very little self-belief in your ability to perform a task or achieve a goal. So you're not going to do what it takes to get there, and you're going to make excuses, and people will maybe be trying to help you, but you're just going to stay in the same place and you're not actually going to do it. So going back a little, one of the reasons why you might not be getting the results you say you want might be because you just don't believe that you can do it, or that you deserve it, or you feel like it might change things in your life, and maybe you don't want those changes. Maybe you're not ready for those changes. But the important thing here to realize with change especially is a lot of the time the changes are just perceived changes. Like you don't know for a fact that's exactly how things will go. But also people are adaptive. Like if a situation comes up and it kind of changes things for you, for example, in the partner situation, you think you might not be able to spend as much time with your partner. That might not be true. Maybe you guys can adapt the situation to find ways to spend more time with each other. Or maybe you're already spending too much time together and you would do better spending a little less time together. Maybe that would be better for you. Maybe that's exactly how it's meant to go. So I'm going to recap some of the reasons why you might not be getting the results you say you want. I really screwed that up, eh? All right. So one is you don't actually want it. Two, you're not taking the right action. Three, you're not really clear on what it is that you want. And four, you don't believe you can do it or that you deserve it. And then what we kind of added to that one is that the change might be a bit too much for you. The potential perceived changes, you might not want them. So that is everything. Now, with these kinds of things, it really does take a certain level of self-awareness and consciousness to really, really go into your subconscious mind and find out what is going on there. One, to find out what is going on there, and also two, to change the things. It takes time to change limiting beliefs and to find out what they are and all that kind of stuff. And that's why NLP is so great, because it can speed up all these processes. NLP and hypnotherapy can speed up all of these processes and help you identify limiting beliefs and then replace them and then like be on the better path to where you actually want to go. It doesn't have to take a really, really long time, especially when you can use all these NLP techniques, which is super awesome. Something, I guess, And this one is this something that I'm about to say is really what kind of changes a lot for my clients and their perspective. But what you need to consider is, what's the alternative? If you're not getting the results that you say you want because of any of these reasons that I've just given you, or any other reasons which I haven't included, you really need to figure out if you're okay with not getting the results you say you want. Are you okay with continually trying and working and saying you want certain things, but not actually getting them? And if you're okay with that, then that's cool. You can stay exactly where you are and you can keep like running in the hamster wheel and not getting anywhere. But all of the things that you want are actually possible for you. They really, really, really are. The only difference between you, where you currently are, and the success where you want to be is the thinking that you currently have. And the difference between you, where you currently are, and the success that you see other people having is the thoughts that you're currently having that's keeping you exactly where you are. People aren't like these magical different creatures, and no one else is like more able to achieve success than someone else. It's just not the case. And we know this for a fact. So many people have come from nothing and created such huge, amazing, big businesses. So using this excuse of they have it better than me, they're more able to do it than me, is like a bullshit excuse, and it doesn't fly anymore. It doesn't fly. So you can't use that excuse. So don't even try. The only thing that is holding you back, keeping you in the place that you are right now and not moving you forward, is your mindset, are the thoughts that's happening in your head, and the thoughts that got you to exactly where you are. You can't get further along the path thinking the same things that got you to the current point in your path. You have to expand and change and improve on your thinking to move forward. That is a fact. No one has like this magical thing inside them that is like, I am going to be successful and it comes easy to me and I just get to have it automatically, inherently inside them. Like, no one has inherent success built into them. That doesn't exist. That's not real. So you have to create it for yourself. And the way that you create things for yourself is by using your mind and directing your thoughts to where you want them to go, that's going to get you to where you want to be. So you can achieve whatever it is that you want to achieve. There's no, like, it's, success is inevitable. If you work hard enough, if you do the things that you actually need to be doing, if you do the things that you actually want to be doing, if you believe that you can have the success and the things and the whatever that you desire, you can. So like, this is me telling you right now that you can. There's nothing different between you and anyone else. There's no difference there. You can have it. You just have to believe it. You just have to work for it. And you just have to do the shit that needs to be done. So if you're not getting the results that you want, it's up to you. You are 100% responsible for your results. Nobody else. And if you ever try to blame someone or something else, you're giving up your power to those things and you can't get it back. If you put your success in the hands of someone or something else by blaming it, then you can't ever get that power back and achieve the success that you want. You've put the power for your success in someone else's hands. And that's like also a lame and shitty excuse too. You need to take full 100% responsibility for all of your outcomes and your results. And when you do that, although it does sound scary to take responsibility, it's also amazing because it means you have the full power to create whatever it is you want. You just have to believe that you can. You have to show up and do the shit that needs to be done, and you have to take action. You have to take action. So there was a little tangent on a little rant on what how this podcast was planned, but that's okay because I do that. I go on tangents and I rant. And that's why we love it, isn't it? Yes. All right. So I hope you got some valuable information out of this episode. Thank you so much for listening. And I will catch you in the next episode. Love you. Bye.